Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Dalid Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are at the two dots on the fifth line at the end of the line. V'hamoryas. So the Mishnah had said that Moryas and Gvinas Beisu Naiki of Avodah Chavim are Aser even Bahana, according to Rameir. And the Chavim say, no, it's not an Isra Hana. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that's going to explain that certain Moryas of Avodah Chavim is not Aser Ba'achila. Tan Rabbanan. Moryas, first of all, what is Moryas? It is oil of an Ovid Chavim's fish. So Uman, if a mumcha made it, an expert made it, then it's mutter, because the taste of the iser is not because I'm any chashat, I'm sorry. If a mumcha made it, it's mutter. Why? Because the reason that it's usr is not that we're choshesh, that maybe there's non-kosher fish in there, because they wouldn't make moryas from non-kosher fish. The reason that it's usr is because sometimes they will mix wine into the moryas. But you could trust that an expert doesn't mix wine into his moryas, because in reality, wine will destroy the moryas. So if you have high-end moryas, you don't have to worry about wine being mixed in there. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Rishon Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Af Chilek Uman Mutter. Even kosher fish that are called sultanis, when they're very tiny, they don't yet have fins and scales. They only grow fins and scales later on as they grow bigger. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to explain later on in a few dapim from now that a chilek of Ovid Chavim is also to eat, because sometimes they'll mix non-kosher fish that look very similar to it into the mixture of kosher fish. So Rabbi Gamliel saying in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that if the chilek of Ovid Chavim was made by an uman, it's mutter ba'achila, because an uman will make sure to separate out any non-kosher fish from the sultanis, which is a kosher fish, in order not to destroy its taste. So the Gemara explains that moryas of even of an uman sometimes might be aser. Tani avimi b'reid Rabbi Avo, moryas uman mutter. Who tani la v'hu amar la? Yeah, Avimi b'reid Rabbi Avo is the one that taught this halacha that if it's made by an expert, it's mutter. But he also added that a moryas uman is not always going to be mutter. It's normal when people sell fish that they put water and salt on the in the fish fats in order to absorb out some of the fats. So pam rishon v'sheni, the first and the second time that he puts water and salt in there, mutter. It's going to be mutter. Shlishi asr. The third time, the moryas is going to be aser. So my time, well, what's the reason that there's a distinction between the first and second time versus the third time? Pam rishon v'sheni dinafishum nayhu, the first and second time where there's a lot more fat in it. Lo tzarich lemir mibuchamra. There's no reason that he's going to have to add any wine, because the wine would just destroy it. But mikan ve'elech rami buchamra. But after that, he's going to want to put wine in it because the wine's no longer going to destroy it. So when we say that an uman doesn't put wine in it, that's first generation, second generation. But third generation, he's already putting wine into it. So even an expert would put wine into it. So the Gemara is now going to quote a story where we're going to learn another halacha about moryas. Hu arba de moryasa. There was a boat full of this moryas. The asi l'namela de Akko. It came to the port of Akko. Osef Rabbi Abba de Minako neturi ba'ada. So Rabbi Abba de Minako set up guards to watch the boat to make sure that no one puts any wine in the moryas. Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Rabbi Abba, what does it help to set up guards now? Ad idna manatre. Up until this point, who was watching the boat? It could be that there was wine put in it before your guards showed up. So Amalei, so Rabbi Abba said to Rava, ad idna manechashla. Up until now, there's nothing to be choshish for. What are you worried about? I mean, what could have gone wrong? Imishum demarvi bechamra. What? You worried that they would mix wine into the moryas? Nah, that wouldn't happen. By the Ovid Chavim, where they brought the moryas from, Kista de Moryas Bluma, Kista de Chamra, Kista de Moryas Beluma, a Kista, a certain measurement of Moryas could be purchased for Ezuz, Kista de Chamra, Barbalume. Wine costs four times as much as Moryas. So they would never use wine as filler in the place that this Moryas came from, because that would be a stupid thing to do. The wine was four times as valuable as the Moryas is. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bezeres, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Zera, Dilma, ID did Tsar Asu. Maybe the Ovid Chavim that came with this boat to the port of Akko, you know, passed by Tsar, the Shavi Chamra, that where over there, in Tsar, the wine wine is much, much cheaper, and it could be that over there wine was added in as filler. Amar leis, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, hasam ikulev shuri ika. No, the boat wouldn't have traveled by tzur because there are all sorts of impediments in the water that could have made the boat capsize. So there's no way that the boat would have gone to tzur. So I guess the main point over here is the Gemara gives us a number of details of Moryas. Number one, that if it's made by an Uman in first or second generation Moryas, you don't have to be choshesh that there's wine put in there. But third generation Moryas, you do have to be choshesh that there's wine. And number two, if it came from a place, even if there was no shmira, but it came from a place where wine is more expensive than the Moryas itself, then you don't have to worry that maybe they put wine into the Moryas. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the next phrase in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Gvinas Pesu Naiki, that if you have Gvinas Pesu Naiki of Avdi Chavim, it's Asr even Ba'ana, according to Rameir, and the Chavim say, no, it's not Asr Ba'ana. So what's the reason Rameir holds that this Gvina is going to be Asr even Ba'ana? So says the Gemara, Amr B'Shem Melakash Mnei Ma Asr Gvinas Unaiki, why is it that they asked Gvina Sunaiki Bahana according to a mayor? Mipresha Rov Agolim Shalosa Ir Nishchatin Avodas Chavim. Most of the calves in that city, in the city of Unaiki, are shechted for Avodas Zara. So the way they would make this cheese is by using the, what do they call it, the rennet of those calves. And since they you follow Rov in general, we have to assume that that this cheese was made using rennet of calves that were dedicated for Avodah Zarah. So someone who's Mamed Gvina with something that's Asr Ba'ana is very problematic. So the Gvina itself becomes Asr Ba'ana as well. Says Gemara, Ma'irya Rov Agalim. Why do you have to say that the majority of the calves were used for Avodah Zarah? Afilu Miut Nami, even if it was only the minority of the calves. Dara Meir Chayish Lemiyutah, because after all, Rabbi Meir, whose Shita we're trying to explain, is the one that throughout all of Shas is Choshish Lemiyutah. He's the one that doesn't always follow Rov, that says that even when it's just a minority, you have to be concerned. So it says, amrit rov ikamiyut. If you're going to say that rov of the agalim of that place are shechtet avodah zarah, it turns out that the agalim that are shechtet avodah zarah are a miyut of all of the behemos in that place, because the rest of the behemos that are not calves, together with the calves that are not shechtet avodah zarah, combine to form a rov. So, Meir, you're right. It's choshish lemiyuta. You know what that miyut is? The majority of the calves that are used for avodah zarah. But that's still a miyut, because it's a miyut of the total animals in that location. Eli'i amrit miyut. But if you say that the only a minority of even the calves are used for avodah zarah, so kivindika rova agalim de nishchatan avodah zchavim, well, now you have a majority. That would mean that you have a majority of the agalim that are not shechted avodah zarah, and then you have another majority of ikanami shar behemos de nishchatan avodah zchavim. You also have all other types of animals that are not shechted avodah zarah, havli miyut de miyuta. So it would turn out that the number of calves that are actually used for Avodah Zarah is a tiny minority. It's a miyuta de miyuta. It's a double minority, because it could be that the cheese was made with the keva of other animals that are not shechted Avodah Zarah, and even if it were made with agalim, most of the agalim are not used for Avodah Zarah. And Rameir is not choshesh for a miyuta de miyuta. So the reason why we have to say that according to Rameir, the rove of the agalim are shechted Avodah Zarah is because if it were anything short of the rove, even Rameir's choshish lemiuta would not have asked it. So Rabbi Shimon and Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon and Lakish kineshchat and avodas chavim mayhavi. Why does it matter that they shechted to avodah zara? V'ha'atu d'shari. Aren't you the one that allows a golem that a shechted avodah zara behanaa to itmar? Because after all, we have a tradition as follows: that a shochet is a behemah lizrok damal avodas chavim. If a person shechts an animal having in mind to be zorek the dam to avodah zara, to throw its dam as a service to the avodah Zara, or lahaktir chel b'lavod zchavim, he shechts the animal having in mind that he wants to burn the fats of that animal for avodah zara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole animal is asr ba'ana, kasaver mechashem me'avodah l'avodah, because what you're thinking during avodah A about doing in avodah B is actually going to make an impact, and it's going to asr the animal. V'alfinan chutz mipnim, and therefore, and we learn the halachos of avodah chutz from the halachos of avodah pnim. Meaning by carbon. korbanos, machshava you have in one avoda about what you're going to do with the other avoda is impactful. So over here also, when it comes to the isser of avoda zara, which is obviously chutz, it's obviously not a korban, what you do, what machshava you have in one avoda is going to passel the korban, even though it's machshava about a different avoda. But Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds that a behema that you shecht with the intention to be zorik its dam or to be maktir its chelev to avodah zara is muteres. You're even allowed to eat it because we do not learn avodas chutz from avodas pnim. So even though it's true when it comes to bringing a karban, if at the time of doing one avodah you have a machsheves pigel on another avodah, the karban definitely becomes ruined. But yeah, that's a din by a karban. But when you shecht the behema to do some other avodah, the shame avodah zara, the behema's mutter b'hana'a, the behema's mutter b'achila. So why do we say that gvinas based on Nike that's made with kevas agalim, that's shechtet avodah zara, is going to be yasser b'hana'a? So I'm later, Rav Shimon Lakish said to Rav Shimon Bar Eliakim to explain himself, Tarminach Shaitech, your mazel has been raised, meaning he gave him a bracha for asking such a good kasha, and he explained to him that shechting these agalim, where they're going to make the gvin of space and Nike from, is talking about a case, Ba'omer b'gmar zvicha hu ovda, where the guy says that at the gmar zvicha, at the end of the shechita, he's being ovid the avodah zara. So we're not talking about being mechashiv l'avodah. It's during the shechita itself that he's having in mind l'avodah zara. So main point number two over here, the reason Rameir asers gvinas besunaiki bahana'a, the reason Rameir asers gvinas besunaiki bahana'a is because most of the rennet comes from animals that are shechted l'avodah zara. And main point number three, the reason Reish Lakish, the reason Rav Shimon ben Lakish holds that if renit of avodah zara is used, that it's a problem, is because we assume that the shechita itself was done l'shem avodah zara. But just having in mind during the shechita to do something else l'avodah zara would not have ruined it. It would not have made it asur b'hana. Now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda. So we're about to compare Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'al Rabbi Yishmael, in the Mishnah and Daf Chav Tesem Beis. So let's chazer over. What did it say? That Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were traveling, and he said to him, why is it that Kvinos of the Chavim are Aser? What's the problem with cheese made by of the Chavim? So Rabbi Yeshua said, what's the problem? They use rennet of nevela to make the cheese. So Rabbi Yishmael said, but Kevas Ola is worse than Kevas Nevela, and nevertheless, we say that you're not Moel in Kevas Ola. So Rabbi Shua said back, no, it must be because not that they use Kevas Nevela, but they use Keva of Egle Avod Chavim. So Rabbi Shmuel said, if that's true, then it should be not just Asur Ba'achila, Gvina Sakam should then be Asur even Ba'na. So the Gemara explains the psolus of something that's Asur Ba'na, whether that's also Asur Ba'na. For obvious reasons, that's what we're going to discuss. Meaning, we're talking about the keva of an Isra Hana'a. Does that make the cheese Asur Ba'na? So Amrav Akhtavi Amarav, HaMekadesh B'Peresh, if a Shora Niskol. If a person is Mekadesh in Isha with the manure of a Shora Niskol, of an animal that has to get Skila, so a Shora Niskol is Asur Ba'na'a, but it's still producing this valuable manure. So Mekudeshes, it's not so romantic to be Mekadesh in Isha with manure, but this is what the guy does. He decides that it would be good shtick. He takes the Peresh of the Shora Niskol, he's Mekadesh in Isha, and she accepts it because she's whatever, she's crazy, she's desperate, she's whatever, she thinks it's funny. So mekudeshes, halacha, she's mekudeshes. Beperesh agli avodas chavim, if he uses the manure of an egel of avodah zara, that's aser b'hana'a, ain't a mekudeshes, she's not going to be mekudeshes. What's the difference? Ibayisei mesvara, ibayisei makra. You could say the difference between the perish of a shor haniskol and the perish of egli avodas chavim is a svara, or you could say the difference is based on a pasuk. Ibayisei mesvara, the svara would be as follows: gabei egli avodas chavim nichle benifchei. It's the owner of the egel wants the egel to be as fat as possible, and therefore there's an isra avodas zara Zara on the Perish, which makes the animal a little bit fatter, makes it look like a healthier animal, and therefore it's going to be Asr Ba'anah. So if you're Mekadesh Nisha with it, Eina Mekadeshes. Avogavei Shara Niskal, Lo Nichal Ebe Nifchei. But you don't want an extra volume in your Shara Niskal. You're not interested in the Shara Niskal being fat. So you get no Hana'a from the existence of the Perish, and therefore the Perish doesn't have an Isra Hana'a. And that's why, if you're Mekadesh Nisha with that Perish, she's Mekadeshes. Ibai Se Makra, or we could derive this halacha from a pasuk. Ksiv hacha, it says by Nirni Dachas. Lo yidbak piyodcha mu'uma. That anything that has any connection to Avodah Zarah has an Isra Hana, and even Perish Agli Avodah Zchav Muksiv Hasam, and it says by Shara Niskal, Sakol Yisakel Hashar, Velo Yeachel Es Bisaro. So from this pasuk we learn Isra Hana, Vishara Niskal, Bisaro Asr, Hapir Shemuteras, that the meat is going to be Asr Bana, but the Perish is going to be Mutar Bana. So it's a Gzer Zakasuv, that it says that on the one hand, by Yerani Dachas, that anything with any connection to Avodah Zarah, even Parish of Egli Avodah Zarah, is absolutely Asur. But by Shara Niskal, it's Dafka Bisaro, but the Parish is going to be Mutter. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah that this Chiluk is correct. Amarava Travayu Tanini, both of these dinim, the din that Parish of Egli Avodah Zarah is Asur Bana, and the din that Parish of Shara Niskal is Mutter Bana, are both explicit in the Mishnah, or implicit in the Mishnah. Midukamer lay from the fact that Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel that the reason we ask for Gvina Sakum ba'achila is mipnei shema midin bekevas nevela, it's because they use rennet of a nevela to make it v'kama hadile, and Rabbi Shmuel responded, v'lo kevas ola chamura mi kevas nevela, but isn't kevas ola even more strict than kevas nevela, because kevas nevela is only asr ba'achila, ola is asr even ba'na'a, and still a kohen could be it could swallow the chalev that's in the cave of an ola. So mechlal the Yisuriyana sharu pirshayu. What you see from that is the perish of Yisuriyana is mutbana, because the chalev that's in the cave of an ola is like perish. It's like the manure. It's like the excrement, and it's mutbana. So midukamalei from the fact that Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel that the reason the chabim asr gvinas akum ba'achilos mnei shamidnosa bekev asegle avodos kochavim, meaning with the milk that is congealed and curdling in the cava of the Ovdik Chavim. V'kamadle, and Rabbi Shmuel responded, Im came lam lo asur ba'ana. Then the cheese should even be asur ba'ana. Mechad avod chavim asur pershayu. Ooh, you see from there that the parish of Egli Avod Zara are asur ba'ana, because whatever chalav is karush in the cava of Egli Avod Chavim is considered to be perish. So you see that it's asur ba'ana, and therefore they asur the gavina, it should asur the gavina, even Bahana'a. So last main point over here is that even though both Ashar Niskal and Avodah Zarah are Asr Bana'a, the Peresh of Ashar Niskal is Mutar Bana'a, the Peresh of Avodah Zarah is Asr Bana'a. Nafkamina for Kiddushin. Right, Nafkamina Phoenicia is Mekudeshes with it. Okay, so we'll stop there. Next time we'll pick up on Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, and we'll discuss when the Isra Hana is not Be'en, whether the product of an Isra Hana that's not Be'en is going to be Asr Ba'ana as well. That will be next time on Lamed Hey Amar Aleph.